don't know. What's our name? What's the name? Lachlan. Do we have a name?
Madness Reviews.
No, but that's the name of our channel. What's the name of our podcast?
Madness Review Podcast. One.
Madness Podcast? I can go with that.
Yeah, I'm down.
That was my idea. I contributed. I'm done.
Welcome to Madness Podcast Episode 1. Today we're going to be talking about E3 Wrap-Up 2011. So we're just going to go around and talk about all the various E3 games featured at this year's 2011 Electronics Entertainment Expo. And we're just going to see who's got the right opinions and who's going to just combat with each other. Whatever. We've got me, Don Shiel, your host, Russell Moody, our resident redhead, Lachlan, our resident N Ninja player, Casey, our resident shut-up guy, and Hattie, our resident person wearing an orange sweater. I like it. Does anyone want to bring up any kind of game from E3?
Far Cry 3.
Yeah. I was actually quite interested when I saw the Far Cry 3 gameplay, because I liked how they combined the actual Far Cry 2 freaking sort of gameplay change-up, but then they had the art style of Far Cry 1 and the whole Back to the Island thing. That was pretty cool. You were a pretty big fan of Far Cry 2, Russell. What was it like then?
It looks like Crysis.
Yeah. Crysis 2. It is running on the CryEngine 2. Yeah. And it was pretty obvious that it was.
Dewey. But yeah, it's a good game.
What do you like about the new art style, though?
It's sort of like half cel-shaded. Everything's got a black line around it.
Yeah.
Makes it look pretty.
Did that throw it off, or do you reckon it just made it look good?
No, it made it look...
Because that bit in the gameplay trailer where he, at the very first, like, 5 seconds, was walking out of the clearing, that looked pretty awesome, didn't it? The greenery and lighting.
Yeah, greenery.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What's the term? Shrubbery?
Flora.
The environment.
Flora, yeah. The surrounding jungle looked really great.
I want to see more Instinct's Predator powers. They were awesome.
Well, the thing is, I don't reckon this guy's going to have Instinct's Predator powers.
Yeah. But it'll be more, like, adventurous and sort of...
Yeah.
Well, dude, yeah, it's more free. It's much more...
Definitely.
Well, not much more. It's just, I don't know, the emphasis is more on exploring a large, lush island. But,
Yeah, Africa was fucking boring. It was just a bunch of...
Well, the problem is that it was too brown, and there was too much boring environments.
It looked like shit.
The best thing they could do for Far Cry 3 is... get easy to get around, a map that doesn't have to be small, it just has to be easily traversable, and fucking HUD. Don't give you that little handy map, because that was really annoying. You needed a little HUD map, show you where you're going.
It's speed. Speed was the problem. There was no speed in that game. Yeah,
it was solid shooting and solid design.
Yeah, it was all meth.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you're doing was taking drugs that entire game.
True.
Yeah, the malaria fucking pissed me off about that game.
Yeah, and you can get fucked up where it, like, saves before you run out of... when you run out of pills.
Yeah, you're just fucked.
Yeah, and then every time you load, you're dead out of pills.
I reckon one of the other, like, big gameplay reveals was Skyrim.
Fuck yeah.
I think that the big thing about Skyrim was that... I mean, that, you know, that initial gameplay piece where he's just walking... Not only is this the biggest gameplay, like, game world that Bethesda's ever made...
16
but, like, every single thing you can see, you can do. So there's, because the guy points out, like, oh, there are mountains in the distance. You can climb to the top of that mountain, and then fucking dragons come in, and you're fighting dragons, and you have all these different shouts that blow on his back with fire, and you can summon storms.
And they reckon the,
unscripted dragons, right?
The dungeon. Everything was unscripted.
They said that when...
dragons just do
in
what they
beta
want.
Phase, they said they had to take away the amount of dragons because there was fucking dragons.
Oh, but that was just
everywhere.
Because of the spawn rate. Like,
yeah,
they just
the spawn rate was way too high.
They were just reviving too quickly.
They were just everywhere. Like, you'd just everywhere. Be walking and two dragons
just fucking show up.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, take the top off, bam, take your legs.
But now in game, like, if you're just walking, sometimes you'll see a fucking dragon on a mountain peak just swoop down and it comes all the way up to you. It's so cool.
It could attack you, it may not, you know.
And also, the good thing is that if you look at the third person, they've redone the animation system, so playing in third person is way more flexible.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
He actually takes steps.
I'm sick of him just walking in one direction, just in a different way.
Yeah. And the diagonal walks was retarded.
Yeah.
And,
he was just walking straight. Just
they didn't show any jumping, though.
Oh, jumping? The jumping looked pretty weird in the
Not at all.
Maybe they just didn't need to jump.
No, but they should show that as a movement, like, because it's always been terrible. It looks like GTA San Andreas.
What was GTA San Andreas jump?
It wasn't even like that. It was just kind of standing, and then he was in the air with his legs crashed a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was standing
So it was just like...
And then when he was falling,
yeah.
I hate gravity!
I hope the next GTA has just insane spawn rate. So, like, this scene
of dragons?
Pretty much, like...
Oh, fuck, there'll be dragons on this bit!
Fight dragons in GTA, that'd be
like,
sick.
New York and LA is supposed to be rushing with people 24/7.
It wasn't crowded enough.
Yeah.
Like Assassin's Creed crowded.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you have to push people out of the way. Yeah. Like, and there's, like, commutes and stuff. Like, you're on the... Like, I wish you could actually go on the subways.
Just like in Assassin's Creed.
I think you're getting it mixed up.
Revelations, Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, what is that? It's the last game in the series featuring Ezio and Altair.
Okay.
And it's,
Wait, does it have both of them?
Yeah, alright.
You play mainly... Well, the thing is, there's a bit of backstory. Desmond goes into a coma, but then he's rigged up to the Animus, and then you play as Desmond in the Animus in some sort of comatose, just kind of fucking, like, dream sequence-y kind of stuff. And from there, you play as Ezio in the last game as Ezio. And I think Altair is, like, featured in it. You
like a cameo level.
Yeah, he's a character in it, but he's not a playable character.
Oh, okay.
Right, the reason
so they should show a little bit more story of him.
I'm not sure, but he's certainly involved in the wrap-up of this certain Assassin's Creed story. Okay.
I think they only made Revelations because fans will be pissed that because... Well, I think number 3 is going to be completely out of the Animus. Like, Assassin... Like,
yeah, that's what everyone wants,
modern. And, like, I think everyone will be pissed if that's what happens with number 3. So I think they're making one more sort of, like, flashback medieval style.
Well,
yeah.
Also, dude, things, it's
just
also
to make
because...
all the fans happy.
You know how they've been year by year? Because there was Assassin's Creed 2 in 2009, and then, it was, then it was Brotherhood last year. Then we've got another one. That's 3 in 3 years. Mm. It's because... There was, between Assassin's Creed 1 and 2, there's 2 years, a 2-year development period to develop the new engine for 2. The thing is that the reason they've been making year-by-year games is because they don't want to put in the time and stop the money flow of a year-by-year series by developing a new engine. So what they're doing is creating incremental upgrades as it goes along, and I think they've got to end it now, take 3 years, build a kick-ass engine, and then just fucking make a fantastic Assassin's Creed 3. Or else they're going to get into the Call of Duty effect, where they literally... can't stop making these games or else the supply will run out.
Yeah, it's going to end up like COD.
Yeah.
And, Doom 4, I heard rumour.
Yeah?
Oh, Doom 4?
Yeah.
Dude, how long has it taken for Rage to come out, honestly?
My brother just said it.
Carmack has spent so much time developing id Tech 4.
That game's going to rape noobs. It's going to be the best.
Okay.
It's going to rape noobs. Rage. It's going to kick
ass. What, Lachlan, there was gameplay of Rage at E3. Like, what did you, like... If you were playing Rage, what would be, like, the few things you'd be wanting, you'd be buying it for? Like, what are the things that hooks you in for Rage?
Because it's just sort of like Borderlands and Bioshock in one,
love
and I just love both of those games
Bioshock.
Immensely.
Yeah, it's like a wasteland. Everybody loves the wasteland.
Wasteland.
Because it's set on Earth,
cool,
which I actually only found out the other day.
Oh, is it?
It's set on Earth, but there's, like, heaps of meteorites and asteroids came down.
Yeah,
apparently,
it doesn't really resemble Earth.
Oh, but it's just...
It's got cities, but they're...
Fuck.
Yeah, not...
Yeah, I know, I'm just, like, just, you know, because it's not like an alien planet where there's
going
to be a bunch
of... Fallout 3 was...
Yeah.
It was Earth.
Yeah, but, yeah, that was nuclear.
I love how in Borderlands Pandora came out the same year as Avatar.
And
yeah, like,
and they both have
you
the same
don't
name.
Know which one got off which.
I was thinking it today.
It's just a good
Avatar
name.
Is. I mean, it's really cool. It looks cool.
Maybe we're getting a bit off topic.
Sigourney Weaver. Fuck off.
Russell,
enough of these.
You saw
so
the Hitman Absolution gameplay, and there was a really brief part. Like,
yeah, the hand-to-hand looks really... Because there was never enough, like, hand-to-hand killing.
Yeah, have you guys played the early Hitman games? Because they're really well-designed.
Blood Money was fucking excellent.
It's just the gameplay...
Yes.
The graphics have been fantastic, and another thing is that...
Fucking
The design has always been so good, like, the ability for mission objectives. It's just, I reckon the gameplay never really backed it up that much.
Yeah, which is why I hope this is more, I know it's like, there's still going to be, like, he's using his, you know, silver balls and shit.
I think they've gone into it thinking we need to make the game flow so much better.
Yeah, it needs to be more, smooth counter-attacking with hand-to-hand knives.
And
there wasn't enough.
And disarming, because that's, like, the only way you got weapons in that game.
I want them to make a new Riddick game. Because the Riddick games kick ass.
Yeah, those games...
Riddick is just a cool universe.
Such a great... Yeah, because the thing is that game
Vin
is revered
Diesel.
So well amongst other video game movie video games.
It's
movies
the only...
suck cock compared to the fucking...
Well,
game.
Yeah, because
well,
it's not based...
Good,
it's just based in the universe. It's just because it's based on the universe, which is good. It's like when they make a Star Wars game, they can make it in that universe, just not of the movies, which is why they can be so good.
Ooh, speaking of Star Wars, have you guys seen gameplay for Star Wars Kinect?
You mean on that fucking... That looks so bad!
Lightsaber!
So gay! I reckon one kid's gonna buy that game and it'll be the kid who did the demo.
All he was doing was this.
And
then
the
going...
free.
You know, motions don't translate well to audio, Russell.
And he's gonna go like...
Yeah, for all they know...
Swinging his arm like a puff.
Yeah, but it's just so... stupid.
I did listen to an interview the other day, and some guy got a chance to play it. A pretty well revered game journalist. And he said this game isn't for people looking for hardcore styles of experience. It's like an arcade game because you take an enemy, just like have a slide. Like it's like an arcade.
It was Wii
game.
Tennis. It was Wii Tennis.
Yeah, but Wii Tennis
the
is like
Wii
Tennis.
Just
the Wii Tennis
is
built on a fundamental basic thing that then makes it entertaining.
Oh, Wii Tennis kicked
ass.
It's not helping.
The Star Wars Nazi Republic. Have you guys got any interest for SWTOR?
No, because it's on computer.
I think Star Wars.
And it's an MMO now, so
yeah,
I'm not interested.
Would you prefer a 360 next-gen single-player RPG by BioWare?
Yes.
Yeah, like, I don't really get the multiplayer, like, mass multiplayer online, because they're really only trying to get World of Warcraft's, like, crown, and at this point, it's taken so long to make that, I mean, it could very well outdo World of Warcraft, but it'll never take
People always go back to World of Warcraft.
Yeah, Call of Duty and Battlefield, like,
I've not once
Battlefield 3 is really, like,
they
wanted
to play it,
yeah.
They're saying, like, literally, EA executives are saying, we are trying to defeat Call of Duty, like,
because it will definitely defeat Modern Warfare 2, Black Ops, and Modern Warfare 3.
It won't sell more. It won't sell more.
On computer, PC, definitely.
Yeah,
PC.
I reckon it'll be reviewed better, maybe, but it will never sell
more. That's because you've got more 12-year-olds playing COD than there are anyone above 12 playing.
Because the install base of Call of Duty is so much deeper. But then again,
Modern Warfare 3 just looks the fucking same game.
The one thing they've enhanced, though, is I did notice the lighting. The lighting
better. The particle
the
effect.
Oh, is that a fucking fly?
Yeah.
Ew. What's a fly doing in this?
I know, I totally just smushed it, though.
It's not smushed at all.
Because I'm like a ninja.
We're always doing the best things that you can't see.
Yeah.
I want the new Bioshock.
Infinite doesn't look very good.
I mean,
it looks great. And, like, it just doesn't look like a Bioshock game anymore.
That's a good thing,
though. Because
it's in the sky? That's a good thing, though, Russell.
Bioshock 1 was excellent.
Yeah,
I've played that game so many times.
I'd paint that nigga.
That's not a relative term.
Does that even make sense?
It means paint in white, so people like it.
Oh, okay. And then there was more racism.
But Bioshock Infinite, I mean, I know what you mean, like, because the shooting doesn't look that intuitive.
Yeah, it's sort
and
of
the rails is kind of like, whoa.
Yeah, it's like, come
but
on,
it's
man,
all
you're
about
on
it's all about the immersion in the story.
There was like this little, you know how they released new gameplay like 2 minutes more gameplay.
Yeah, a gameplay trailer. Yeah.
They showed like a blimp that had health.
Yeah.
It had a health bar.
The health bar looked so generic.
It just really pissed me off. I'm like, why does it have a health bar?
Yeah, nothing had a health bar. That just kind of ruins it.
Yeah, but
no, everything
like
had
a
health bar, but it was above the aimer. But the health bar was
following.
Do you
think if you start shooting it, it's going to flash red?
No, oh, it just...
Is there a blimp
that's
that is a health
yeah,
bar?
Yeah, the thing is that there's a difference
between... The blimp
between...
is a health bar.
Yeah, dude, it looks fucking stupid, and it's just a red bar. Like, I know this is like the small nitpick. When you're playing a game, it does make a difference.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a big red bar, and it's like, if it was just there without a health bar,
none of the other enemies.
It feels so
happen.
Robotic, because it's sort of like creating a world of immersion, and if everything's got health bars, it kind of breaks it.
I'm just pissed that I can't play that.
I know.
PS3.
Because I'm an Xbox boy.
Yeah.
The new controller.
Wii U?
What do you think? It's actually a console.
It's fucked.
I think it's
no,
game
yeah.
thing.
Wait, so you don't need a Wii to play
it's
that?
It's not, no, you don't, you know, you need a new console.
Yeah, it comes, the controller, just has a screen on it.
No, it's not. The controller isn't the console.
Yeah, but the console and the controller you get has a screen on it.
Yeah,
that's
the
what
controller
I was
is a screen.
Say,
no, I mean, like, do you need a Wii?
No, you need a Wii U.
Yeah, you need a new.
It's
one.
A new unit. It's a bit. It's like
wait.
But the corners.
But thinner.
Yeah,
no,
I've seen it. No, I mean, so I can't just have my Wii now and then get a.
You don't have a Wii.
Well, I can't metaphorically have a Wii.
Really close.
I can't have a metaphorical
that
Wii.
Was so close.
And have
not
the controller.
For all you Wii fans out there.
Fuck Wii. I don't care.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about Wii.
No, but I want
to.
What do you guys honestly think? Because the application that you could possibly
it's marketed
Wii U,
for 8-year-olds and 400-year-old women. And lucky
it is, isn't it?
No, but honestly, actually speaking of that, have you guys seen the new PSP?
No,
the PS Vita.
No,
I saw it on
an
ad.
Vita.
Vita.
Oh yeah, I have
so
seen it.
So it is the PS Vita.
Does it have a
it's,
big screen on it?
It's the PS.
Yeah, it's actually a really. It's an
OLED.
Probably, I don't know.
It's got like, apparently it's the best screen you can get
of
its size. Nah, it's got dual analog sticks.
I just saw it on an ad for like, on a YouTube video.
And it's only $250 American, which is fucking insane, because Sony is known for vastly overpricing their
$1,000 PS3s that only have 2 gigabytes.
Yeah.
The first thing they sold was a broken microwave. Yeah, I'll just say that now.
Really?
Yeah.
And the last thing they've sold was a broken microwave.
Probably.
They still sell them. Damn. You get one free with every PS3
you buy. It's called PSN.
Damn Japanese.
Do you know, at PSN, at the PlayStation press conference, Jack Trenton came out as the executive of PlayStation, and he's just like, pretty much spent 5 minutes going, "Well, we fucked up. I'm sorry about PSN."
Wait, what was PSN?
Got hacked. You don't... Like, 3 times.
You didn't notice this? He got hacked for, like, 2 months.
By Anon. Okay.
I didn't know.
Anonymous.
I say.
What did they do to it?
Shut it down.
No, one guy took everyone's credit card accounts, every number. Wow. Well, not everyone, but most of
them.
They
took, yeah, 770 million or something.
Well, yeah. And then another guy just totally shut it down, which is hilarious.
Yeah, it was a group of hackers.
I bet he was like a Microsoft guy.
That's why I fucking...
He's probably like, here I am on my PC!
Well, dude, hackers, and now hackers are
playing
like...
Xbox!
And dude, now hackers are hacking like the Bioshock Infinite website, like the fucking hackers are still going. It's so pathetic.
It's kind of cool.
It's not. It's
I wish I was a hacker, but I wish I wasn't a hacksaw. You know,
Jesse Eisenberg.
Is he a hacker?
He was in that movie.
Social Network.
I was listening to that movie, like I was like going to bed, and I was listening to it as like an audiobook. That's a good movie to listen to.
Russell, what do you think about Anniversary? Because honestly...
I'm getting it the day it comes out.
I thought it was pretty cool.
I'm getting it 3 days before.
It's because...
Now, I want to know...
The day Halo original, first Halo came out, I got it.
It blew the world's mind.
Yeah, it blew my world's mind.
But honestly, do you reckon... Are you buying it?
It's the reason I was born.
For the single player, or are you buying it for enhanced multiplayer? Like, do you give a shit about enhanced multiplayer?
I like...
Because that's fucking overhauled.
It'll be cool to have, like, you know, split screen and shit again, like on Blood Gulch, because that's, like, my favorite...
Blood Gulch!
That's my memory.
Because they're redoing all the maps.
Yeah, exactly.
How good are the graphics?
Only game my dad
really good art style. Really good art direction.
Blood Gulch,
yeah, and then the campaign, I mean, like, and the reason it's being released at $65, I just have a little bit more respect for
whoever
made it. It's like they're doing it for us.
Who made it? Was it still Bungie at that point?
Or was it 343 Studios? Yeah. The dudes who were doing Halo 4.
Yeah. 4's gonna kick ass!
I really...
Weapons fan, man.
Dude, I don't reckon... I don't doubt there'll be good games. I just doubt...
Done. Think about what every Halo game has done. It's been Halo, and that's all you need in a fucking game.
I know.
Game. Except for ODST, which was just sort of doing what it shouldn't have done.
ODST was fine.
Yeah,
it wasn't
bad.
It was self-proclaimed stealth. They said it's a stealth. There was no stealth in that game.
I liked ODST.
Yeah,
I thought
it was
fine.
Cool.
And it was a ripoff because when you got ODST, you got Mythic, Legendary, all the map packs after you had paid for all the Halo 3 map packs.
Unfortunately, that's what happened.
It's great. It's like releasing Game of the Year after everyone's bought all the add-ons.
Yeah, but but that's to give people DLC to get that last part of the public that hasn't bought a game. Ooh. So, for example, everyone buys Halo 3, and then the last few people that have bought it see the Game of the Year edition cheaper with all the DLC, and they go, why not? And then they get that last part of the audience. Like, that's how it works. But I reckon... No, but Lockie, I reckon that Halo 4 is just so... I understand that the Halo series... has this enormous relevance, and that what Bungie did, and I'm not being like, oh, Bungie, I'm making them, won't be good. It's just that the fact that they've started an entirely new trilogy, pretty much based off nothing, only shows that Microsoft is doing this for money, like...
Nuh-uh.
A little bit.
Yeah.
People want more Master Chief.
I mean, if it's a good game, but it won't be a true Halo game. It won't be a real Halo game. It'll be the Halo series stamped... on a new shooter.
But if you get into that shit, I would technically call Halo 3 not a real Halo game, because that didn't have as much...
Halo Reach, ODST.
No, just really number Halo 3 games. In general, but it was a Halo game, so I respect
Halo 3. Yeah, as long as the new Halo carries on with the same gameplay
honestly,
style, it's going to be a good game.
And he has a shotgun.
Honestly, if it's a good game, I'll like it. I just don't care that it's a Halo game.
Yes,
honestly, I'm not like really excited that a new Halo game has been announced. I don't care that it's Halo. I just care if it's good or not.
Yeah. I'm just excited for the new dude.
New anniversary. And the fact that you can switch between old and new
in-game.
On the fly.
Yeah, that's cool.
You could do that in R-Type Dimensions. Whatever.
Whatever.
The fuck is that?
That's a 2D game. Nobody
likes... but they did it first.
R-Type Dimensions.
Oh, you guys ever play Halo 0, that 2D Halo game?
No.
That's online. That's not official.
No, dude, I fucking downloaded it. It's like
official.
This tall. You run back and forth killing shit. Actually, it's fun. 2D Halo.
Is that all you had to
side
add?
Scroller.
Is that all you fucking
That's what I was thinking of when you guys started talking about Halo. That's all I could think of. Because I just
and
can't play it
when
now.
You said stamping Halo name on Halo.
Oh, yeah.
Halo stamping
Zero. Flash game.
Brothers in Arms Zero. Game on the Furious 4.
Explain this, Russell.
That's not a tactical...
You have to do more than that.
It's a,
explain it.
There's a series of tactical shooters, the Bandit Brothers, which were revolutionaries. Stop it. Every single time. And they were all a massive improvement
what,
on each other.
Road to Hill 30, Highway, Dog Days, or whatever.
No, it was like Hill 113 or some shit.
It was Hill 30. Road to Hill 30 was one of them.
And then there was another one, where you played as Red, and then in the other two you played as Baker, whatever his first name is.
Brumbies.
Yeah. And then, and then they opened it up for us like a fourth sequel.
Yeah.
Where he's like, "How do you feel about the snow?" And it's like credits.
Damn.
And
sounds
it's
good.
Just like, well, they're obviously going to go to the Battle of the Bulge because it's like the most famous battle where like 4 billion troops died.
Obviously,
way too
4
many.
Billion. The
no,
entire world's population.
A fuckload of American troops died needlessly because of shitty
actually,
commanding.
7 billion now.
And
why are Americans so bad at coordinating World War II attacks? You saw those screenshots
Furious,
for the new Furious 4 game.
Yeah. There's an Indian who throws axes.
He's not Indian, he's American. But
Native American
yeah.
who throws axes.
You kidding?
Yeah, dude.
This,
it's
and
it's
a dude with a minigun. A dude with a minigun.
Well, you're out of the loop.
Miniguns aren't even around then.
Gun.
You're an idiot.
Miniguns weren't even around back then.
Sorry,
and there's
guys.
Some dude who's probably the classic, "I'm the captain of the team
well,
with the
is.
Thompson."
Did you see
how Casey and all his
fucking
faggot.
Anyway.
Good but
story.
What if it's a good game? Like,
space
I'm just
space.
Angry that they stamped the name on it.
Yeah.
By it's mooching.
If it's a good game, like, will you play? Like, are you interested in the type of game it's going to be? Like,
if I like the game. If I like the game, I'm never still never going to respect it as a Band of Brothers game. I mean, Brothers in Arms. Brothers in Arms.
Band of Brothers
sucks. Shut up! This is a TV show review.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good game. It looks like Team Fortress,
those
though, which is, you know, pretty generic, sort of just class-based.
Yes, and
shooting.
Just going on to the less high-profile games, Prototype 2.
Nah.
Like,
looks
then,
just, well, it pretty much looks like the Ballad of Gay Tony for Prototype.
Well, let's just make Hulk 2, and then we'll use the same engine, same moves, same fighting moves,
yeah.
same upgrade system.
Yeah.
And then we'll just call it
I played
Prototype.
Fucking Hulk Ultimate Destruction back in 2005, and then I played Prototype. Which
things
I, which
got
I
Spider-Man
loved.
Moves.
I
yeah.
love Prototype. So, but
Prototype's
I,
cool.
But when,
yeah,
I played
Prototype
when I played Prototype, I was like, wow, this is just Hulk. But I loved Hulk, and I loved Prototype.
It was
but
just
it's
lazy.
Just, it's really...
You just lose respect for the developers.
At least I didn't, you know...
It was really lazy, because I went... We've got an idea. It was really lazy, because I like, we've got an idea for a game, but let's just stamp it on this template of this Hulk game.
Well, that's what they did with Spider-Man Web of Shadows, and no one has heard
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, but
game,
that was within the same... But, dude, that was within the same property,
dude, Prototype
so
has
makes sense.
Web of Shadows... I mean, Web of Shadows carries with Hulk as well. It has Hulk...
I love that game
well.
So
Hulk moves. He
ends.
Does the same movements as Prototype, whatever his fucking name.
Guys, we're going to do this review.
Are we actually going to do this?
All right. Well,
have
I
you
think...
pushed record yet?
You're next.
I Don think... just gave us the finger.
Next agenda.
Why do you want to fuck Sony?
I love Nintendo!
Because I want to play Uncharted, but I'm too proud.
Well, they
to
can't just give you a PS3, Lachlan.
Hey, they can if he complains enough. Oh, I fall down the stairs at Sony.
Kingdom Under Fire 2. That's
what?
It. Kingdom Under Fire 2. Where
awesome.
Is the game? Where is it?
I don't know, Russell.
Okay,
it's
well.
Been... Nothing has been said for 2.5 years.
It's awful.
I'm anticipating that game like I'm anticipating my next organ.